and welcome to Fantasy. This is a podcast about Wings of Fire.
From raiding characters to decoding prophecies, we will talk all about Wings of Fire in this podcast.
I'm Hazel.
I'm Hunter.
And this is Fantasy, your stop for everything about the epic world of Wings of Fire.
Thanks for tuning in.
Warning, there will be spoilers.
Hello and welcome to our first episode. We are so excited to have you.
In this episode, we will be raiding Starflight and Tsunami, decoding the first prophecy, and talking about the Dragonettes of Destiny's Guardians.
Let's start.
First off, dragons from 1 to 10. Today, we will do Tsunami and Starflight. Let's start with Tsunami.
Tsunami is a very cool character with her water abilities. She has a fiery personality.
I agree, but she is bossy.
True, but her bossiness has saved the other dragonettes many times.
She does change in the second book, becoming a little less impulsive and more open to ideas. I'm giving her a 6.5 out of 10.
I would give her a 7.5 out of 10.
Next is Starflight. He's a bookworm, like me.
Starflight is a wimp.
Sorry, what was that?
He's a wimp!
Oh, well, kind of. But he was very brave and very smart when he was leading Nightwings to the rainforest.
Don't get me wrong, his character is very cool, but he takes a while to say anything important.
That's a good point. Nevertheless, I'm giving him a 7 out of 10.
I'll give him a 5 out of 10.
Now we'll talk about the prophecy in the first arc. The first two sentences are pretty straightforward, talking about the timing of the eggs hatching.
Brightest nights are said to rarely happen. In the second arc, it is brought up that if Starflight had not been trapped in a cave when all of the moons were out, he would have powerful mind reading and future seeing. Poor Starflight.
The next sentences are how to get the eggs. Find a sea wing egg of deepest blue was carried out by webs. The wings of night were given by Morrowseer to the Talons of Peace, taken from Mastermind. The Wings of Sky didn't exactly work out for Haviter.
Webs brought Glory's egg instead.
Which Kestrel wasn't very pleased about.
Clay, the Wings of Earth, was bought from Cattail. The Sandwing egg was, of course, Sunny, brought by Doom.
We'll decode the rest the next episode.
Sorry, I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
Hello. Have you heard of fantasy novels?
No, what's fantasy novels?
Fantasy novels is the best place to get anything fantasy. From movies to books to toys, we got it all here.
You mean I could get a sword? Or a Harry Potter movie?
That's right. We even have video games like The Legends of Zelda and Elden Ring.
Wow, I don't know what to say.
It's the best place to get that one fantasy-obsessed friend the perfect gift. Well, now do you have something to say?
I know where I will be doing my shopping. Next, we'll be talking about the Dragonettes of Destiny's Guardians.
Of which, two died before the Dragonettes even hatched, Haviter and Asha.
We don't know much about either, so let's skip them. First up is Webs, being the nicest of the Guardians and actually caring about the Dragonettes.
Well, he is a coward, and he didn't even teach Tsunami Aquatic.
I don't believe it was ever said why he didn't teach it to her.
Next is Dune, having the most scars because of the war. It was never revealed who he fought for.
Dune also couldn't fly, so he was chosen to keep the key to let Webs and Kestrel into the cave.
Speaking of Kestrel, she's up next.
But I wasn't done with Dune.
Shh! We're on Kestrel now.
Fine.
Kestrel was the meanest of all the Guardians.
She did reveal that she cares for them by saying, "Take me and not them," when Scarlet broke into the cave.
I feel like that was just because she didn't want to get in trouble with Morrowseer.
But it didn't work out and got Dune killed.
Right.
But she also was hard on Clay because she wanted the monster to come out of him. But it was just a mother instinct. But...
Enough buts, we're out of time.
Oh, you're right. Today we raided Tsunami and Starflight, decoded half of the first prophecy, and talked about the Dragonettes of Destiny's Guardians.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Fantasy.
Tune in next time for more information on everything about Wings of Fire.
See you there. For more information on us, go to wingsoffantasywaffles.com.
Special thanks to our sponsor, Fantasy Novel.
Make sure to step into the fantasy.